All right, talking with Bill Pearson. He is the father, the proud father of Josh and John Pearson. Both of them, of course, on the 2025 LSU baseball team, looking to win the program's eighth national championship. You saw Josh take care of business in 2023, made that huge catch out in left field, and was a big part of that national championship team in 2023. I know that was a thrilling moment for your family, but now to have two of your sons involved in the College World Series, this has got to be just absolutely thrilling.
Oh, it's crazy. And I was thinking about it yesterday, like, if they win it again this year, if I'm twice as happy with having two there, then I might blow up.
Tell us, let's start off with Josh. I mean, this kid has been Mr. Clutch for LSU. What is it about him that always seems to deliver when the Tigers need it the most?
I think it's his mental toughness. He's so focused, and he's no moment's too big for him. We always say it's funny because he doesn't have a pulse, but it's just he's so mentally tough.
How cool was it to see his final at-bat at Alec Box Stadium? Obviously, the results, not exactly what you were hoping for, but just the appreciation from the fan base for what he's been able to do over the last 4 years.
Well, I guess, I just kind of focus on the game a lot, but and I knew he was one of the fan favorites, but I didn't know it was that big. Like, it was giving me chills just talking about it.
So tell us about the relationship here between Josh and John. I got to be honest, they don't look alike. You wouldn't know that they're brothers based on seeing them, but just the connection that these two have.
Well, it's cool for me as a dad because, growing up at the house, they fought like cats and dogs forever. And now it's like they're best friends. They're so close, and John's really looked up to Josh and learned a lot from Josh. So it's been really special for me to have them there together, just to see John mature as fast as he has because of his brother being there.
And I would imagine they've had the time of their lives having a chance to play with each other on the same team at LSU. Because I would imagine maybe at West Monroe, they weren't on the same team, were they? I mean, one was varsity, maybe one was JV.
Well, John was a freshman when Josh graduated, and he would have started varsity that year, but he ended up having surgery in December that year, I believe it was, but he was out the whole season his freshman year. He couldn't play.
Now, you and your wife, correct? You operate the Pearson Baseball Academy there in West Monroe, so baseball is in your blood, right?
Correct, yes.
So what
family
is,
affair, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So what has it been like just kind of raising these kids to be the best baseball players they possibly can be, and here they are fulfilling their dreams on the collegiate level?
It's really special to see a kid. It doesn't even matter if it's yours or not for me. It's just seeing a kid develop into what they really wanted to be from the very beginning. As kids, they want to play – they want to play for their high school team, or then they want to go to their college they want to go to and play there. And to see all my kids especially reach their dreams, it's really special. It's kind of surreal.
So I know for John this year, what has this year been like for him? He's only gotten a handful of at-bats. He's had a couple of key hits this year, but what's it been like for him to kind of watch and see how this is all gone?
I think he understands his role, and Josh helped him a lot with that because, most of these guys at LSU, they show up, they've played every game for every team they've ever been a part of. And then when you get to LSU, it's a conveyor belt of talent from the bench. So I think John understands, he sees he's going to get his chances in the future there. And he's just accepted the fact that, when it's his turn, he needs to go up there and do what the team needs him to do.
And then what, as far as Josh's season, he's been someone that has, he's been for the most part, a 3-year starter. And this year he's been in and out of the lineup as in a platoon role. How do you think he's handled this senior season for him? Not necessarily playing every game.
I think, probably deep down he wants to play as much as he can play, but he's a team guy. He's a huge team guy. So he trusts the coaching staff, and they're, you know, they have tons of data on everything, and he trusts the fact that they're doing what's best for the team. So whatever he can do, whatever part he can feel, that's what he'll do.
What was it like, since you're someone that obviously teaches the skills of hitting, teaching a left-handed hitter, and then obviously John's a right-handed hitter. And are their swings at all anyway similar?
They're not really similar other than maybe from the start, but, you know, left-handed, right-handed, it really doesn't matter. It's just trying to get the bat to the ball for those guys. And they've been pretty good at it over their years, you know, playing ball.
Josh isn't the biggest guy, but, man, he's got a lot of pop in his bat. Where does that come from?
Bat speed. Yes, this bat is so fast. It's amazing. It's just, I always just, like, I can't believe a dude this small can hit the ball that far. But he's been like that his whole life, but he's just so fast.
John has a little, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Tommy Tanks, Tommy White. I don't want to say you think he's the next Tommy White, but what kind of player do you think he'll be before it's all said and done at LSU?
I think he's going to be looked at as like a power kind of guy, you know, a Tommy guy, a Jared guy. I think that's going to be, he's so strong and he hits the ball so hard, you know. It's going to be those kind of guys, I think, Ethan Fry kind of guy.
What's the traveling party like at home? How big is it?
So for my family, my whole family will be there. My oldest son and his wife, and they have a baby. And then my oldest daughter, my next daughter with her husband. Both the boys' girlfriends will be with us. It'll be a big group of us. And then at the campground we stay at, you know, Jake Brown's parents will be there. Jared Jones' parents will be there. And then there's several people we know from back home that'll be in the same campground as us. So it's going to be kind of fun.
For the next 12 days, right? 10, 11, 12, whatever, however long it takes, right?
It better be.
Very good, sir. Appreciate your time, man. Safe trip to Omaha. Have a blast and cherish every moment of it. I know you will.
I will. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.